consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Roslyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, thank you so much for tuning in, loves. I'm so honored to have you choose to listen to this show. If you enjoy this episode, please do leave a review, take a screenshot of this cover, and shout me out on social media so more people can know about it and tune in too. On Instagram, it's Bold Sexy Warrior, and on Facebook, it's Roslyn Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior. So, my loves, for those of you desiring to know the big picture of how I walk my clients through my signature method, which I call fun, bold, and sexy to magnetize your soulmate clients and monetize on your calling, you know, I bring this mindset, the soul, and the strategy together. I have a free mini video series to share with you so you can understand the big picture components of the step-by-step that I walk my clients through. You can download this at funboldsexy.com/video-course. And the link is also in my bio on Instagram. Now on to today's episode. It's going to be a really good one. You know that often I really focus more on the personal and spiritual foundations. And today we're going to actually shift that a little bit and focus more on strategy, on the actual social media marketing tips. So if you find yourself getting frustrated with the ever-changing algorithms of social media, so much so that you notice you're going on a roller coaster, you're wondering, what's going on? My engagement continues to go up and down. What's going on? And if you're wondering, where do you even start when it comes to marketing and promoting yourself? And what are the key components of marketing your soul-led business? Well, here's the thing. Social media is constantly changing. In the last year alone, we have seen updates and algorithm changes, which has impacted how businesses market themselves online. With the wide range of changes, it's really important to stay up to date on social media and how to use Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, whatever platform you use to stand out online. So this is why I am having my special guest, my soul sister, and my very own marketing strategist, Joanne Bartolome, coming on today. Joanne is also an online collaborator and connector, and she's the owner of a marketing strategy business called Empathy, and her products, Your Social Planner. Joanne is a conscious leader that lives every day to the fullest while helping business owners craft their unique story and stand out online using social media. As a graduate of the bilingual Bachelor of Commerce program at the University of Alberta, where I also went, Joanne took half her courses taken in English and the other half taken in French. Aside from working with clients one-on-one on their marketing strategy, her passion is educating others on social media marketing, and her vision is to empower women entrepreneurs to achieve their courageous goals. Being bilingual, her presentations for social media are both in French and English, and she's worked with universities, non-for-profits, and marketing conferences to speak about social media marketing. You guys, literally, I have just started working with Joanne as her client, And we're not even halfway through, and I'm like, oh my God, I already got my money's worth. Like, you know, when you're in your business and you just have so much going on, you can't really see the forest from the trees, right? And Joanne has really helped me because I have so many, as I've been shifting and rearranging, recalibrating and growing and evolving more and more this past year. I've, you know, I have so many passions and offerings and different pillars in my business. I was just like, oh my gosh, yeah, I need to hire Joanne to support me in looking at how do I market all of these offerings I'm so excited about, and I can't see the trees from the forest. So it has been incredible for Joanne to help me really put my business in a mind map. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, so good to have an expert look at your business from the outside and then categorize everything into a chart. And I was just like, boom, oh my God. And honestly, I couldn't have done this by myself. So I'm very excited to introduce you all to Joanne. Hi, love. Welcome.
Hi there. Thank you so much for the warm introduction. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my gosh, girl. Everybody needs to know about you. You're amazing. Like, seriously, so good at what you do. I really love your energy. I love your heart. And I know you have so many, like, we just put on a social media marketing workshop not that long ago, and there were so many ahas that people received from that workshop. So I'm really excited to dive in here with you. So tell us your story. Like, how did you get to be who you are today and do what you're doing now?
No, absolutely. That's actually a question I don't get often is where did I start? And it's interesting because at a very young age, I think I fell in love with entrepreneurship. Those are the days that there was no Shopify. There was no online amazing thing to sell products. But that's kind of where I started. Little did I know that I didn't enjoy selling product. It was a fashion line, but I did enjoy the marketing aspect of it. I loved branding and storytelling and showcasing people's unique stories online as we start to see the changes when it came to technology. So that's kind of where I started. Of course, being bilingual a little bit, I got to see different cultures as well and see how marketing was so different depending on where your culture was from or how people would perceive it. So that became very, very fun for me to see how can I use both languages. So last year, as you know, we rebranded to Empathy, which is in French, Empathy, so that way we can showcase that we step in other people's shoes and actually understand from the ground up what is their business about, because that's where the connection comes in from both marketing, sales, branding, etc. It does have to require us to go in people's shoes and understand their journey. So that's kind of been my journey. But I started at a very young age with entrepreneurship, but then I evolved and focused more on the marketing aspect.
Oh, I love that. And I really love your rebrand to Empathy. I really believe it just does, you know, it resonates with who you are. So that's incredible. That's so incredible. Was there something like if we were just to dive in deeper, more personally for you, like what in the first place got you so passionate about like helping other entrepreneurs start to market themselves? I know you went to school for that, but did you see yourself ahead of time doing something like this?
I didn't see it ahead of time with entrepreneurs specifically. And I think the reason why was back in those days, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to make ends meet and go into the workforce. And that was going to be my life, just a very typical day to day. But of course, when it came to so many different things, like I didn't come from a very rich household. I came from very, very humble beginnings. I would say that when growing up, I didn't see the lack. But I could see, of course, there was big opportunities when it came to entrepreneurship and taking that risk. So when I say to people, you know, I want to help women achieve their courageous goals, it was because for myself, it was really hard to find those role models taking those risks and helping people in that community. So I took very, you know, collaborative values in my family where we're very collaborative and we help each other out, but I also wanted to bring that into business. So when it came into both parts of it, that's kind of where it was for me. I really wanted to showcase that you could do both. You don't have to be this intense, you know, shark out there. You could actually be authentic online and be who you are. And that's something that I just saw wasn't there when I started out. So that's kind of why I started.
Oh, that's really, really powerful. And you're also a woman of color. You are Filipino. And so I'm really curious, like, if that also, you know, like, you recognize, did you use that as, okay, like, I don't see a lot of role models, women of color doing what I'm doing. Is that something that impacted you?
That was huge, absolutely, because I saw lots of amazing women going into business, but I have never seen really me 100% out there, especially on the marketing end, who looked like me, spoke like me, etc. So that was something that, okay, if I could be that role model, maybe I could leave that legacy in this world is, hey, if Joanne could do it, then obviously I could showcase to my family that I could do it too. Because family values in the Filipino household is so heavy. And I think with most households, family is very important. But there is also sometimes that scared mindset of telling your family that you are pursuing entrepreneurship. So right now, what's really nice is that I've had people contact me on social media saying, I've pursued marketing because of you, and now my family is okay with that. Like, it's a nice thing that I'm able to lead into this world. Is I saw you do this, therefore I'm able to do my passion, and you sparked that, and you empowered me to tell my family about that. So that was really what my mission is on this world.
Oh my gosh. I want to go here because I do feel like this is really important. I also get the same where, you know, in general, all different cultures come out and connect with me. But particularly what I do notice is because we're both women of color, Asian descent, I notice because I'm just very open to be vulnerable. I'm very open to share things from a place of here's what I've been through. That's the shit I've been gone through. And this is how I did it. And here's where I'm at now, like very open and transparent, which is so not my Asian culture. And so I've had other women of Asian descent, even South Asian, just reach out and say, oh my gosh, like, I am so in awe of how much of an open book you are. You give me inspiration. You know, especially since it's like in our culture, we're meant to not be so open and talk about our emotions, and then we were scared to ruffle the feathers with our family members. What if they hear this and then I get shunned? And so it's been really amazing to hear and receive that impact, like the ripple effects we both create. Absolutely. Right, in terms of inspiring others. I call myself a catalyst because it's like you really catalyze others, and you are the change that you want to see in others and help others become more authentically themselves and show up authentically and boldly and unapologetically. So I just want to acknowledge you for being that leader for your followers and your clients to be like, yeah, I can do this. It's possible. It's so possible. And just the impact that gets created is just wow. We never know how far it goes, right? So
absolutely, especially things like mindset, like money mindset, was a whole other ball game. And you know this, being of course an entrepreneur yourself, the money mindset that you grow up with is completely different than the money mindset you need to kind of run a business. So it's been very interesting to see how I've been able to change that too and see those ripple effects of, you know, this is an investment, money flows in and out. So that's kind of really awesome to see too.
Yes. Because, I mean, I think it's safe to say most of us, and particularly in our cultures, it's like work really hard. You work to the bone. And then like your efforts should match the amount of money that comes in, for example. And so it was really tough to shift that mindset, go, actually, you know, let's make our money work smarter rather than us work harder.
And the good news is it's possible, right?
Yes.
And not feeling like, I even see this in my dad. Like he's like in his early 70s and he's still a workaholic. He's quote unquote retired, but he'll never be retired. For fun, he still works. For fun, he still runs his business. I'm like, oh my gosh, Dad. And I mean, it's good. I'm so glad that he loves to work. But I look at him and I'm like, man, even my kids are like, we call him Gong Gong because that's the Chinese name for him on the maternal side. And they're like, man, we wake up when they sleep over at my parents' home. And Gong Gong, we wake up and Gong Gong's working and we go to sleep and Gong Gong's working. And, you know, and I'm just like, wow, I don't want to be that role model like that for my kids. So it's been eye-opening and just really clarity for me to go, okay, you know what? Like, I want to have my kids see that I'm playing with them, I'm being present with them, and that, you know, we talk about money and money mindset, and it's been amazing. So, absolutely. Yeah, those shifts are hard, but what I'm trying to say to our listeners here is anything is possible. We can get out of these boxes that we create. So, yeah. Okay. A little bit of a rifting on that there, but I want to ask you, Joanne, we're going to go into commercial soon, but what are some of the top, let's say, what's the top question that your clients ask about social media? Is it about algorithms? Because I'm thinking like everybody gets on a roller coaster about that.
It is a little bit about algorithms because people feel like they're not being seen. But the second piece is how, once I'm seen, how do I turn those followers into leads? Or how do I actually convert? Yes. Those are two things, right? So one is like, how do I be seen? And the second is, once I'm seen, can I get clients? Which is
okay.
Huge.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to use that as a teaser and then we're going to go into commercial. When we come back, Joanne's going to jam a little bit more. Thank you, love.
Thank you.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on OM Times Radio called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern and let yourself be transformed.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Roslyn Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
All right, welcome back, loves. So, Joanne, can you, before we dive into the questions that we just proposed before the commercial, can you just establish who you specifically work with?
Yes. So I work specifically with the founder, a CEO or business owner, to establish a marketing strategy for them to bring clarity when it comes to all their marketing efforts. So I work directly with, of course, coaches, B2B, a little bit more on that end when it comes to my target.
Beautiful. And you're so good at it. Okay. Let's go to the questions that we had left the audience hanging with. So can you repeat the questions again, and then let's go into how you approach it.
Yeah, let's start with two. So I'll go through the first two. It will be number one, how am I seen through the current algorithm? Because we feel as though the algorithm is not working for us mm-hmm. on social media. The second question is, once I'm seen, how do I convert those followers and eyeballs into leads? So those are the two questions right there. I'll start with the first one, because that's usually the biggest piece that you probably have noticed, is that the social media algorithm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, the list goes on, is constantly changing. And yes. One thing that I've always told people is that we think of social media in breadth, so instead of depth. And what I mean by that is that we think, let's go on every single social media platform, which is fine if you are working smart. However, people don't think about the depth of the social media platform, of all the functions you could use to actually work with the algorithm. So let's start with Instagram, for example, because that's the most popular. When it comes to Instagram, we feel as though we don't get much seen on the platform, and we're not getting as many likes, et cetera, comments. But the reason for that is because of the rise of TikTok, its biggest competitor, it started to push Instagram Reels. It started to push more videos. So counting the amount of functions on Instagram alone, you have Instagram Stories, you have IGTV, Instagram Catalogs, Instagram Shopping, Video, Posts. Like, the list goes on and on. And when I'm thinking about social media, I take a look at all the different functions that each platform has, and which ones does the company want you to use. So if you notice on Instagram, they're pushing Instagram Reels so much because that's the one that they want you to use. That's very similar to Facebook, for example. You've started to see the Instagram Reels actually show up on Facebook. So that's why perhaps the algorithms not work in the same way, is because we haven't adapted and changed and used the functionalities that they're pushing, especially the new stuff that they're putting out there.
Ooh, that's really helpful to know. Yeah, so it's like, and how do we, you know, I think the frustration for a lot of us is like, everything's always changing. So how, is there like somewhere where we go where we can easily learn about the updates?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many great resources out there, but I would highly recommend people to go to later.com, later.com, and sign up for that newsletter. Because what I found with later.com is that if you are on their newsletter, you get the first to know about changes, about new features, about all the different things in not just Instagram, for example, but in TikTok, if you're interested in that, or if you're interested in other platforms like Facebook as well. So it's kind of nice that if you want that update, work smarter rather than harder, sign up for that newsletter. It's a great way to stay up to date.
Oh, that's awesome. Is that the same as Later, the app, the scheduling app?
Yes, Later, the scheduling app. It's interesting because any social media scheduling app does have a blog. So So it's nice because they actually keep up to date to most of that stuff. But Later is the one that I've noticed is really, really great with most social media platforms.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you. You're always so generous with your, like, just shouting out other resources. So I really appreciate that. That's really good to know. And then the other question.
Yes. So this second question of, once I have those eyeballs, once I'm, you, remember, you have to build the foundation. Are you producing the right content to get people to notice you? So we just recently talked about video. We talked about Reels, all those different pieces. Once you are consistent, rather than the intensity of it to be posting 5 times a day, no, rather you would rather be consistent, for example, during the week. Once you're consistent, now you can bring in people to actually make your ask. And what I always say is that you want to ask people to, you know, take action onto the page and move them from social media into the next sales funnel or into the next piece of content. And what do I mean by that? Usually, if you're able to use social media and you say, here's my value, here's what I'm bringing to the table, and you have, for example, like you have a free guide or a free consultation that people can jump into. Not everyone's going to take action for that, but I've found that either business owners don't even ask, which is one thing that I've noticed on social media, you don't even ask people to check out your free guide, or it's the flip side, all you do is ask. All people are doing is asking and doing all the time, just selling on social media. So it is that balance. It is that balance of moving people to come back to your content every single time. I believe right now, before, we had said that it had taken 7 touch points before people take action onto the page. And now, recently in 2021, they've actually redone that study. And we don't know how accurate this is because, of course, you need a larger sample size. They've doubled it. So people need to see something 14 times before they take action onto the page. So if you are looking at this going, okay, that's fantastic. Are you providing enough value and are you showing up enough and consistently enough so that people know to take action after 14 times of seeing your content? So that's an interesting.
14 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
And very, very different.
It's very different. And is that across different platforms? Like, it really doesn't matter if it's email, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or is this like from based on the studies that you've researched, is it more on one platform that people get connected with and it's touch points from that one platform?
So it would be all platforms. It would be, you know, newsletter, your podcast, for example, all those different pieces, 14 times in total of all of your marketing efforts. So.
Wow. So, and is that as a result of it's just quote unquote noisier and there's more, more noise to sift through?
Well, I think it's multiple things. So behaviorally on the psychology side from last year, through the pandemic, I've noticed that people want shorter form, authentic content. So that's kind of why there was that rise of Instagram Reels. Now, it's example of that is that it takes 15 seconds that you're watching this Instagram Reel. So now you can actually consume more because of how short the pieces of content is. So behaviorally, we'll need that reminder. And you're right, there is just so much more out there, so much more noise that you do have to be a little bit more consistent so people do remember. Of course, right now, when it comes to an event, how many people sign up late, for example, or how many people sign up last minute? It takes multiple touch points for that they can sign up for your event. So that's kind of what we've seen during this time is that because we're producing a lot more shorter form content, people can consume more in that time frame.
Yes, that's actually a really good point because I have clients who are like, oh, Roz, that's like way too many emails. Can like that's like 3 emails in one day and when they're during their launch and it's like doors are closing and they're repeating themselves and the thing that I see is the belief that they're going to be bothering people. And the thing is, like, I even look at my own email behaviors. I don't open every single email. I'm subscribed to a lot of emails, too many. And I've had to like upgrade my Google Drive just so I can continue having them and, you know, detox of my emails. But the point is, it's even noisy in the email. So we got to be, it's okay to be, you know, when you're launching, to be having more frequent touch points, particularly with the selling. And like Joanne mentioned, it needs to be balanced with the bringing value, bringing the nurture, that not just, it's not black and white. So it is a fine balance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And one thing I always recommend as an advice is that, let's say someone wants to work with you or wants to buy from you. What are the pain points that they are experiencing? Can you answer those pain points in these touch points? So you're providing value, but you're saying, you know, a frequently asked question we get is, you know, why is this so expensive? Maybe that could be a frequently asked question. The reason for that is that we source locally, we support other communities, right? You provide value through that response. So when it comes to these touch points, you don't always have to give something away, like an educational piece. You could just answer frequently asked questions that's making people double think of why they wouldn't take action now to eventually work with you. So you're answering pain points in that way.
Yes. I always like to say, you know, speak to your soulmate clients. You're not trying to speak to everybody, because if you try to call in everybody, you're going to call in nobody. So that's why it's really important to know who your soulmate client is and speak to them so that they feel like, when you're talking about pain points, they feel like, and normally I'm going to say it's former versions of ourselves. When it comes to being a spiritual coach or healer, therapist or practitioner, we usually work with former versions of ourselves because we know what they're going through. So, and we're a mirror for them to give them hope, and because we're in a different place now. So when we're speaking about the pain points, it's, you want them to feel like, oh my gosh, it's like they're in my head and they're like literally get me. They're saying what I'm thinking. And I feel like that's such a huge connector and way to magnetize your prospects.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even on the analytical kind of research side, we've seen huge brands have great, great success because they've actually niched down so much. It's really important to know who your target is. And I know that's an advice that everyone says in marketing, know who you're speaking to, speak to your soulmate clients. But I've noticed that because of how competitive it is on the space on social media, because of the algorithm, because of everything that everyone's paying out for content, you have to be almost very much directly speaking to your soulmate clients for that sake, because of the fact that that's how to really stand out online, and that's how you attract your soulmate client, is speaking directly to them. Just because if you're speaking to everybody, you're right, you're speaking to nobody, but also it's a very competitive space if you're speaking to everybody.
Good point. I love that you bring in all the analytics and the research. I'm like, love it. So good. So good. What else would you say would be another top questions that your prospects, your ideal clients have?
It goes two ways, and it depends on their journey. So if they're just starting out and we're talking brand new business, usually this question is, where do I start when it comes to content? Which is the same kind of question when it's somebody like yourself who's been in the business for a while and you have all these pieces of content and you're going, oh my goodness, where do I start? Because I feel like I'm so confused. There's so many different avenues I could do and I've tried X, Y, and Z. So you have a huge list of things you've tried. One thing that I do with you and I've done with a lot of clients is to really create subcategories of the things you want to talk about. And what I do with that is that, let's say you're a brand new entrepreneur and you have multiple things that are a part of you. You have your lifestyle that's a part of you. You have family, you have friends that you want to talk about on social media. But you also have the business side, which could be your coaching program. It could be your freebies that you're doing. by putting them into categories, like very, very broad categories, and I always recommend at least six, that will help you. So that way, when you are creating content, you can put it into those six different buckets. It's very similar to what I did for you, is that you have a lot of different marketing avenues. You have Instagram, Facebook, etc., but you're talking about different things on those avenues. So we separated them out into six different things, from your lifestyle to behind the scenes to all the other things you do. That was really helpful for people to see visually, okay, this is the snapshot of what represents my brand. So that's kind of been the other question I've always got, is where do I even start? Or if I have too many things, can you categorize it and provide that kind of clarity visually for yourself so you know what you're doing when it comes to social media?
That right there seriously was everything for me, Joanne. Like, I'm just going to tell the audience. I was like on the Zoom consult call with Joanne. I'm like, you ready for this, girl? You really ready? Because I've got so many things going on. You got to, like, I feel like a hot mess. With so many new things and passions, and I'm just like so many branches. And Joanne, you were just incredible with being able to literally categorize everything and put it in a mind map. I literally forwarded that PDF booklet that you put together for me and my business to my husband, because he's a financial planner and he loves charts and spreadsheets and graphs. And I'm like, okay, I'm literally having an orgasm looking at this. So if I'm having an orgasm, I'm sure you will too. He was very impressed.
I love it. I love it. That's the reaction we need, that clarity.
Yes, it was literally a soulgasm. So, oh, Joanne, that is so awesome. And so from there, it's just like it gives such clarity. And then I know for myself, just even seeing that chart, then it's like, okay, all these categories and then all these ideas that came through for me just looking at the categories. Because honestly, I mean, I do this for my clients, but like it's really hard to see when you're in your own business and be objective about everything, because I'm like, oh no, that could go in this category or that category or that category. So do you have sort of like a method in terms of where can people start to categorize their own stuff? Like, you kind of talked about the different kinds of categories, but I mean, is there sort of like a, where do we even start?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always say, like, if you want to start just basic, because I said six, but let's take it even down even simpler. Let's start with three. Let's start with three to make it like super simple for people who just want to start. Usually with those three, one category is an educational part. So you're going to educate. You're going to give education about your product, your service, whatever you need. You're going to educate to showcase your value. The second piece that you're going to use is going to be entertain. And you do this quite well. You entertain people to the max. It's something that you do that is fun, that shows who you are. It's your personality. Maybe it's your brand personality, your team, if you have a corporate brand. But that's something that you're going to bring to the table that is different, that's fun, that keeps people engaged. And then the last category, if you're going to just start out, is inspire. So this is one where people can kind of leave this one out, because inspiration doesn't have to always come from you. It can come from thought leaders. It can come from the quotes that you put out on social media. It can come from your strategic partners. You're inspiring others through that journey. So you have educate, you have entertain, and then you have inspire. From there, you can break it down even more, but that's just the base of it. Now, if you want to break it down even more, I do have a social media planner as well. So that's another product. If you want to actually take a look at that, I actually go through how to develop your categories in the social media planner, because I know that's kind of daunting to start with.
Yes. And actually, those of you who are interested in Joanne's social media planner, and she's got some amazing freebies, the link, my affiliate link, is in the show notes. So you can go check that out. Okay, Joanne, what we're going to do is pause. We're going to go into commercial. And when we come back, we can dive a little bit deeper on some of what we're jamming on right now.
Sounds great.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Okay, welcome back, loves. So, Joanne, was there anything else you wanted to touch on from the previous conversation we were having about the containers and where to start?
No, I think that's mostly it, except for the fact that I do have a freebie. So if you are thinking to yourself, these are the three buckets, I want to try it out, but I really do need a framework, like a free workbook. I will be providing, of course, a How to Turn Followers into Leads. That's a free workbook you can download. And then you guys can go into the actual categories yourself, and there's examples in there. So that way you aren't lost when it comes to creating these kind of buckets for your content.
Oh, so good. Yeah. So you guys can go to, where can they download that freebie? Should we give them my affiliate link?
Yes, we'll give you an affiliate link, but it will be empathy, E-M-P-A-T-H-I-E, .podia.com. And of course, along with that, if you do decide to purchase the planner, you can use the promo code Rosalyn, and you will get, of course, 20% off actually purchasing the full planner if you wanted to download that yourself. So that's another little perk, of course, using that promo code.
Woohoo! That's awesome. Thanks, love. That makes it really easy. And so just make sure you guys spell my name correctly, R-O-S-A-L-Y-N. And again, everything will be in the show notes. Tell us more about your offerings, because you've got some really incredible programs and workshops. So if somebody wants to kind of, you know, sort of dip their toes in first, I know you have some offerings there. Talk about your social media planner, and then some of the deeper dives that you do with your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys check me out on social media, you know I have a lot of different free content. So I have a YouTube channel if you wanted to check that out. I do a lot of tips. Facebook group when it comes to Tip Tuesday, so you guys can stay up to date on some stuff, even stuff about the algorithm. I put things in there too. But when it comes to my offerings, of course, one of the things is the social media planner and the online course that gets associated with it. So the reason I started the social media planner, we have sales now across the globe with this planner. And the reason for it was that I know that it can be hard to know where to start. So in this planner, we actually go over four different sections. We go over your ideas and how to categorize. We go over a weekly post plan, a monthly post plan, and then finally your analytics. So how do you actually go in there and reflect on the content that you are doing. That is really great because I know for small business owners, entrepreneurs, when you want to actually gain that clarity, it's not meant to replace your social media apps. It's just there to help build a guide and a marketing plan that you can write down in the planner. So there's been that. There's a huge opportunity there you can check out. I also host monthly webinars when it comes to TikTok or Instagram or anything of that sort in collaboration with others, just like how I collaborated with Rosalyn here for our workshop. But those are kind of the offerings that I would highly recommend if you are looking to take advantage of your social media and use it to actually convert followers into leads. Check out the social media planner, of course. Look at the online course that's associated with it because it tells you how to actually fill out the planner. And then on top of that, of course, there is my 4-week program that I'll be launching in Q4. So that will be in October. That is actually an exclusive group of people. I'm only taking 12 people for this program, where you are able to sign up for the wait list right now on empathy.podia.com. And I will actually go through how to create a full marketing plan. So you get to work one-on-one with me. We actually get to do some of the things that me and Rosalie did in our strategy session. And we develop your full marketing strategy. So that way, when it comes the next year, you have clarity of what to do in the next year.
Oh, that sounds so delicious. And I know that those who are feeling called and ready to step into this next level, it's you guys, Joanne is so incredible what she does. And you will have fun along the way. So you'll get to see the work that gets implemented on my platforms. I mostly focus on Instagram and Facebook, of course, but Joanne's like, girl, we're going to start a TikTok for you. I'm like, okay. I have to be honest. I was on TikTok for a hot minute and I was like, hell no. I couldn't figure it out. I was like, this is too overwhelming. So Joanne's actually going to help me start a TikTok channel. And then also we're going to expand on YouTube. So I knew that one day I would get to this place, Joanne. And so here it is, and I'm very excited, and I just want to acknowledge you for all the incredible work that you do with your clients. And I'm blessed to be one of yours.
Thank you. No, I am so excited for your brand. I'm excited to bring you into TikTok, YouTube. It's going to be fun.
Okay. I'm like, no, watching myself, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be fun.
And you're like, no.
Well, you know what? I actually, as you know, and of course, this is my jam. I love being on video. And so I am excited. It's just, it's more around the logistics of trying to figure out a new platform and all that. But that's why I hired you, Joanne, because I don't need to figure it out. I'm just going to show up and do my thing and then it gets done.
Exactly. And work smarter, because we talked about that too,
that's right.
A lot of people think you have to create, but we can find very unique ways to recycle pieces of content on different platforms, make sure that it's actually for the platform itself, and make you work smarter instead of harder, so you don't have to create more videos, but actually we can use it and use all this great stuff that you're doing on your Facebook Lives.
Yes, and that is what is most exciting, because I do have like a ton of content in my free Facebook group that I know I could repurpose some way and lead that more into some sales funnels. And I'm just really excited to see what actually gets unfolded into the tangible physical manifestations of this, of my content. So yay.
Exciting. So exciting.
Oh, so good. Okay. So what we're going to move into now is my show always ends with a meditation with a light language activation. So I was feeling into this, and because we're talking more about strategy, but what's really important is your messaging, your ability to show up as you, your ability to call in your soulmate clients. So I'm going to set the intention of this meditation so that you gain clarity, you feel into your big vision, and then we'll activate that with a light language. So I'm going to invite you to get comfortable. You can close your eyes or have a soft gaze, taking your attention inward. taking a breath in and then just sighing out. Taking another breath in, expanding, expanding, expanding. And then this time, suspending your breath. So you're holding it. Imagine conjuring in this energy inside you. So it's building up, building up, building up. And then just releasing on your exhale. Emptying your mind, letting go of any tension, any contractions, anything that doesn't serve or support. And then regulating your breath, I'm going to invite you to start to dream and imagine 1 year from now, you're living your dream business, your dream life. You're being, doing, and having all that you desire. Notice as you wake up at the beginning of your day, where are you? What's your surroundings look like? What do you see when you look out the window? Who's there with you? And as you just stay lying in bed, what are you most excited about? Because you're excited about your day. You're looking forward to your day. You know you are here to create impacts. You know you are going to be creating ripple effects. So what's your schedule look like? Your dream schedule. See your dream soul tribe or soulmate clients that you're going to be working with. Notice how you're showing up. Notice your team. Feel into the impacts, the ripple effects that you are creating already. You know you've been creating, you continue to create through your beingness, through you showing up authentically, boldly. See your clients have breakthroughs, aha moments, sharing and celebrating with them. Their lives are changing. They're not next level version of themselves, because you are in your next level version of yourself, and you decided to be here to live in your soul purpose. Breathing that in. Feel your body, feel the sensations. Amplifying, amplifying your purpose. Clearing anything in the way of your path. Breathing in. As you see your vision amplify, get bigger, brighter, more vivid. And so just hang out the sensations. Notice what you're noticing in this experience. You might feel lightness. You may notice tears. eyes fluttering, maybe some tingling. So this is your sign to stop playing small, to know that you can step into your purpose in a bigger way, in a more amplified way. There's always that next level version of yourself. Dropping any fears, any masks, and just really allowing yourself to shine your light. You are worthy, my loves. The world needs your light. Morakia, morokua, menarakia, morokoratia, menarakia. Breathing in. Suspending your breath. And then as you breathe out through your solar plexus. This is your life force energy, your personal power. And as you breathe out from this place, imagine you're breathing out your soul essence so that it surrounds you in your auric field. This beautiful light, notice the colors of this energy. This energy magnetizes your soulmate clients, your soul tribe to you when you're standing and feeling in your power. You're shining your light. People can't help but notice. And let this auric field, as you strengthen it more and more, be also protective. That anything less than light and love just bounces off back to Mother Earth. It's transmuted into positive energy. You continue to expand your soul. Breathing that in. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Joanne, for sharing all your wisdom and your lights. And be sure to follow Joanne. Thanks, love.
Thank you.